internationalism. Within the first year of government, Labour will introduce a War Powers Act to ensure that no Prime Minister can bypass Parliament to commit to conventional military action. Conduct an audit of the impact of Britain's colonial legacy to understand our contribution to the dynamics of violence and insecurity across regions previously under British colonial rule. Invest an additional £400 million in our diplomatic capacity. We will establish a judge-led inquiry into our country's alleged complicity in rendition and torture and the operation of secret courts. Issue a formal apology for the Jallianwala Bagh massacre and hold a public review into Britain's role in the Amritsar massacre. Allow the people of the Chagos Islands and their descendants the right to return to the lands from which they should never have been removed. Uphold the human rights of the people of West Papua and recognise the rights of the people of Western Sahara. We have a duty to stand up for the security and sovereignty of our overseas territories, including the Falklands, and for the rights of our citizens and dual nationals abroad, and will continue fighting for justice on behalf of Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe and other British nationals wrongly imprisoned or suffering mistreatment in captivity abroad. Human rights. We will immediately suspend the sale of arms to Saudi Arabia for use in Yemen and to Israel for arms used in violation of the human rights of Palestinian civilians, and conduct a root and branch reform of our arms exports regime so ministers can never again turn a blind eye to British-made weapons being used to target innocent civilians. Reform the international rules-based order to secure justice and accountability for breaches of human rights and international law, such as the bombing of hospitals in Syria, the illegal blockade of the Gaza Strip, the use of rape as a weapon of war against the Rohingya community in Myanmar, and the indiscriminate bombardment of civilians in Yemen. We will work through the UN and the Commonwealth to insist on the protection of human rights for Sri Lanka's minority Tamil and Muslim populations. Appoint human rights advisers to work across the Foreign Office and government to prioritise a coordinated approach to human rights. Climate diplomacy. We will rebuild our climate expertise within the Foreign Office, putting climate diplomacy at the heart of our foreign policy. Use our influence at the UN, EU, G7, G20, World Bank, the Commonwealth and other global institutions to promote policies to tackle the climate emergency. Use our diplomatic expertise to negotiate and deliver more ambitious global targets to deal with the climate emergency, starting with COP26 in Glasgow next year. Prioritising conflict prevention and building peace. Labour is committed to a comprehensive peace in the Middle East based on a two-state solution, a secure Israel alongside a secure and viable state of Palestine. Labour will take all lawful action necessary to counter and confront all forms of terrorism, and we will advocate a long-term multinational political strategy led by regional actors to tackle the spread of extremism. We will build support for UN reform, including assessing and developing democratisation initiatives and improving the engagement of the General Assembly in decision-making to ensure its institutions are more effective at achieving peace. Prioritise our responsibility to prevent conflict by investing in local capacities for peace-building in areas of conflict, advocating for political, multilateral strategies for peace. An incoming Labour government will undertake a strategic defence and security review. Labour will increase funding for UN peacekeeping operations to £100 million. Labour supports the renewal of the Trident nuclear deterrent. Labour will also actively lead multilateral efforts under our obligations to the Non-Proliferation Treaty to create a nuclear-free world. Labour's commitment to spend at least 2% of GDP on defence will guarantee that our armed forces are versatile and capable of fulfilling the full range of roles and obligations. We will scrap the public sector pay cap, which resulted in a real terms pay cut for our armed forces, ensure decent housing for forces members and their families, and guarantee better access for all forces children to good quality local schools. We will consult on creating a representative body for the armed forces, akin to the Police Federation. Labour will improve opportunities for veterans through access to lifelong learning and training, housing and mental and physical health services, and will seek greater consistency in the implementation of the Armed Forces Covenant by public authorities. We will pay a lump sum of £50,000 to each surviving British nuclear test veteran. We will also ensure that Black and Asian soldiers who fought in Britain's colonial armies receive a full apology and explore ways to compensate them for the discriminatory demob payments they received compared to their white counterparts serving at the same rank in the same regiments. Labour will publish a Defence Industrial Strategy white paper, including a national shipbuilding strategy that keeps all Royal Navy and Royal Fleet auxiliary shipbuilding contracts in the UK to secure a long-term future for the industry and its workers. For the Conservatives, too often humanitarian aid is undermined by the disastrous foreign policy, as in Yemen. Under Labour, we will ensure policy coherence across our international-facing departments. International solidarity and social justice. We will uphold basic rights to education, health and clean water, promote fairer international tax rules and help countries in the Global South, support trade unions internationally, support ongoing UN efforts to introduce a binding international treaty on business and human rights, implement a gender transformative approach across all our international work. Fossil fuels. We will stop all aid spending on fossil fuel production overseas, redirecting it towards clean, renewable energy for all. End all UK export finance support to fossil fuel projects and reject any trade deals that conflict with our climate principles. Labour respects the crucial role played by small-scale farmers the world over in guaranteeing people the right to food. We will establish an aid-funded food sovereignty fund to enable small-scale farmers in the Global South to gain access to land, seeds and finance and uphold Indigenous people's right to land. Support sustainable local food and agriculture markets in the fight against climate change. Labour believes human rights should drive our trade policy. We will implement UK arms export controls to the highest standard, ensure government procurement contracts are not granted to companies that are complicit in serious human rights abuses, introduce legislation to ensure transparency and parliamentary scrutiny of trade and investment agreements, reject any trade agreements that undermine labour standards or environmental protections, and rule out UK export finance support to companies engaged in bribery or corruption. Labour recognises the right to essential medicines as an integral part of the right to health and will promote fairer international patent regimes.